From time to time, we read about lepers in the Bible, people with a terrible, debilitating, and at the time, incurable disease, a disease of isolation and pain. But these people aren't just lepers. They're people. And as I speak with a woman today on the program who lives and works with lepers, we're going to meet some of those people. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. And stay tuned, because in a few minutes, I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional, Fresh, to help you grow in the most amazing way in your relationship with Jesus. I guess if you've been able to join us so far on the program this week, you'll have noticed that I'm being joined by special guest Alex. Alex lives and works among people who are affected by leprosy. Now, I can't tell you what country that is, but it's somewhere in Asia. But I guess what really struck me over the last couple of days is how God is still out there touching people with a disease with his love, just as he did back in the first century. Only now, he's using his people to do it through. People like Alex and her family who are prepared to go where the Lord's called them to be and do the things that God made them to do. Alex, welcome back again today.
Thanks, Bernie.
I've been totally blown away by your story over the last few days about this terrible disease of leprosy and how you came to be working amongst these people. Now, it's the people that I'd like to focus on today. It's one thing to talk about people affected by leprosy, right? And you see the people with leprosy in the Bible and we kind of skim over it and we rarely get to find out their names. It almost becomes like a label. It depersonalizes it, doesn't it?
Yes.
We put these people in the box, they become a patient, we dehumanize the whole thing. But these are real people. Tell us about some of those people today.
I'd love first to share the story about the first person that we really met and got to know in the village. Very first time I ever walked into a leprosy-affected village, and we were with a small team of people, and in the corner of one of the rooms, we saw some old faded pictures of Jesus, of a very old poster of Jesus on the wall. In the corner of the room is about a 70-year-old man who was huddled up, curled up in a ball with a kind of a scarf over his head. And we spoke to his wife, and his wife said, he hasn't eaten for 2 weeks. He's trying to starve himself to death because he's a Christian and he has prayed for 30 years for Christians to come into this village and God's never answered his prayer, so he's trying to kill himself.
Mm. That's when you arrived.
And that's when we arrived.
What took you so long, Alex? So how did he react to you coming?
He was in tears. He was absolutely blown away. He brought out his old Presbyterian Bible that he had, that it was all dust covered, and we read together, and the joy and the sense of awe that God hadn't forgotten him. He found him at the 11th hour. It was amazing, and what a privilege to be part of that team, to see that man's prayers answered after 30 years.
How did that guy's life change?
Well, interestingly, because he hadn't moved for so long, he had perfect feet, and he got so excited about the fact that God had heard his prayer that he went and told all his neighbours about Jesus and got massive wounds on his feet from not wearing shoes.
Wow.
But I think emotionally, he just got this new zeal on life. Within a couple of weeks, we'd actually planted a church there. He became the pastor of that church. And we had the whole village coming for regular meetings with this man leading it. So what a transformation.
Absolutely. Now, you're telling me about a man and some chickens recently. Tell me the chicken story.
Beautiful man. Younger man. Three of his siblings were affected by leprosy from a very young age. He's lost most of his fingers. His wrists are quite stiff. He's lost one foot and his other foot really can't walk on it. So he's housebound. Mm. And what that does for your self-esteem, he was maybe a 50-year-old man when I met him. So I decided to do a project to more so just build self-esteem in these men that they could do something. So I gave them 4 baby hens and 1 baby rooster. And out of those 5 little chickens, he was able to raise them. And within a year, he had, I think, 120 chickens. And he sold a portion of those chickens to fix his own roof that had been damaged in a hailstorm. And the new lease on life, the sense of value that he got, that he could do something. He wasn't just a leper stuck in a house useless. He was now the chicken farmer. His chickens were the best chickens in the village. He even had people from other non-leprosy affected villages coming in to buy his chickens. He just had a new lease on life.
That is awesome. It's easy to over-spiritualize Christianity, isn't it? Mm. But it's when we bring the love of Christ into someone's life and just do the practical things that need doing, it speaks so powerfully of Christ, doesn't it?
Right. And they're very small, 5 little chickens.
Mm.
And going and touching someone. I remember cutting a lady's toenails and she started to cry and she said, "No one has ever done this for me. Mm. Why would you do this for me?" And being able to share about the love of Christ. And she said to me a couple of weeks later, she said, "Look at me, look at me." And I said, "Well, I'm looking at you." She said, "I was dead, but now I am alive. Mm. Look at what God has done for me."
Mm.
I mean, such a privilege to be a part of transformation in these people that are very much forgotten by society.
Doesn't it blow you away how, particularly in Western society, where we're really wealthy and by any global standard, even a pensioner in Australia or America or the UK, I mean, it's something like in the top 10% of income earners in the world. Mm. We become so self-centered. We become so self-focused. And yet I just see your face shining here. If I could have a camera and hold your face up to the microphone, you know, we could show people. But you're just so full of the joy of God through going and working in this really difficult place.
Mm.
There's a real deception, isn't there, about self, 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 me all the time.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes those trips to see people less fortunate actually makes you more aware and thankful of the privilege that we do have in living in this country.
Yeah, amen. I remember being in India once and standing in the middle of a village that was, the people were so incredibly poor. And I asked where the toilet was and the answer was, well, you know, certain times of the day the women use the field and then certain times of the day the men use the field. And these people were so poor. It was all I could do not to weep at their poverty. And yet they honoured us so much and they were such wonderful people and actually had a lot of joy in them.
Yes.
You know, that often you see people with great wealth by world standards in Western society who don't have that joy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I look at what the life transformation, these people are so needy. They know their need. They can't feel with their hands. Many of them can't see. They are so needy. So when someone comes and touches them in a small way, what that does for them, it transforms their life and they feel loved and accepted for the first time maybe in many, many years.
And when I just go back to this passage of Jesus in Mark chapter 1 where he touches the leper, where Jesus moved with compassion, reached out and touched him and said, "I do choose to heal you and be made clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Just the stories you've been telling us today just put such a human face on the reality of what that guy must have gone through when Jesus healed him. What he must have experienced, not just the physical healing, but the emotional healing and the spiritual healing and the social healing of being able to go back to his family.
Absolutely.
Yeah, awesome stuff. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow, Alex.
Thanks, Bernie.
Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh Devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.